With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
S.J. Perelman was probably the most important American humorist of the 30s, 40s, and 50s, maybe even of the 60s.
That's Dorothy Herrmann, author of S.J. Perelman, A Life. Born in 1904, Sidney Joseph Perelman was raised in Providence and educated at Brown. He wrote funny essays for the magazines Judge and College Humor and later The New Yorker, and in 1931 was summoned to Hollywood to work on the screenplay for the Marx Brothers film Monkey Business. Groucho Marx ordered Perelman to read the script to an assembled entourage.
He always said that he really wasn't a very adept public speaker, and appearances such as this made him very nervous. In any event, he somehow managed to get through reading his script, and there was just a dead silence in the room. Groucho Marx got up and he slapped his cigar back into his mouth and he said, "It stinks."
And Groucho stalked from the room, the entourage following. Perelman never forgave Groucho for the indignity, even though the comedian put Perelman back to work on the script. Dorothy Herrmann says many of Perelman's lines for the Marx Brothers are classic, such as the one in the movie Horse Feathers, in which Groucho, as the head of a college, threatens to tear down the dorms to finance the football stadium.
The professors are aghast and they say, "Where will the students sleep?" And Groucho answers, "Where they always sleep, in the classroom."
S.J. Perelman had a rancorous relationship with his wife of more than 40 years, a lust for other women, and a close association with his brother-in-law, the brilliant writer Nathaniel West. In person, Perelman was not nearly as funny as his writing.
All of his pieces, not all of them, but certainly a large number of them, do deal with people's stupidity, with their greed, their pretentiousness.
The story is told in S.J. Perelman, A Life by Dorothy Herrmann, published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There were a lot of laughs in the books and essays of S.J. Perelman, the famous humorist of the 30s, 40s, and 50s. But in person,
the majority of people that I interviewed did not find him particularly funny, except on rare occasion.
That's Dorothy Herrmann, author of S.J. Perelman, A Life. Perelman's personal life had its ups and downs. He had a stormy relationship with his wife, Laura, an alcoholic. But despite the affairs and the trauma, remained married to her until her death.
Perelman did have long spells of depression, and she was someone who knew how to get him out of these fits of depression.
Perelman's brother-in-law was Nathaniel West, known for such work as Miss Lonely Hearts and The Day of the Locust. West's premature death in a car crash was a major tragedy in the lives of the Perelmans. The humorist produced more than 20 books, plus the book for the Broadway musical One Touch of Venus and the screenplay for Around the World in 80 Days. Perelman was 75 when he died alone in a hotel room in New York in 1979. Dorothy Herrmann became fascinated by S.J. Perelman when she was a kid, and her parents would buy Perelman's books as they came out.
As soon as they came into the house, I would steal them, and then there would be these peals of laughter coming out of my bedroom at strange hours of the night. I just adored his work.
Perelman's son and daughter refused to cooperate with Dorothy Herrmann as she began to research the life of the humorist, but Herrmann was able to interview scores of Perelman's friends and associates. Despite the perishability of humor, Dorothy Herrmann thinks S.J. Perelman's work will survive.
I think that because he did comment so much on people's foibles and our self-delusions, that I think he will always be in vogue.
Putnam published Dorothy Herrmann's S.J. Perelman, A Life. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.